The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Yes, Coach. In terms of Dwayne coming back to Maryland, given how long it's been since he played here, is it probably less of you know, maybe nervousness for him coming back than it might have been if he did it as a freshman?
Oh, I don't think it's nervousness. I think, like you said, he's, what is his 10th or 11th start, so I think it's just pride because he loves Maryland and that area and knows a lot of those players and has great respect for the quality of team we're getting ready to play. So I would expect, you know, today's big practice day that his attention to detail would be as good as it's ever been.
And just to follow up, in terms of the year he's had, I mean, obviously statistically he's done a great job in terms of the leadership. Has anything surprised you as far as the progress he's made, you know, in this year?
You know, one of the hardest things, and I've actually asked, you know, other coaches, like of other sports, to come stand behind a quarterback in practice and to see what happens, you know, within 2 seconds. You have to make sure the other 10 guys are lined up correctly. You have to, you know, understand everyone's assignment, beginning with protection and then everyone's route. And then, by the way, you have 6'4", 260-pound people trying to tear you apart. And it all happens in, you know, 1.8 to 2.5 seconds. And the thing that's impressed me most about Dwayne is his ability. You know, he's been hit a few times, to stand in that pocket, deliver the ball, which is a sign of a very good quarterback.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Ruben, I was wondering if you could give me a reaction to the story that was posted on the Internet earlier today regarding the Trevon Grimes transfer to Florida. I know you know the details, and just what's your reaction to it?
Well, last week we were made aware, I believe Jerry was made aware and Gene Smith made aware that there was a story by the reporter that was going to be printed, and Gene and the administration acted, you know, we were getting ready for the Michigan State game, I believe it was, and they acted aggressively and got very involved immediately with it. And they interviewed, you know, I want to say up to 10 people, and I was just kept abreast of it as it was going, because my first reaction was, like everyone's around here, was irate. And our players were, over the top irate. When they came to see me, they were, you know, I mean, extremely upset that that kind of accusation would be made about something that is absolutely not tolerated. And quite honestly, the most preposterous thing I ever heard in being involved in college athletics. To see a reporter go after a player and his mother like that. Once again, I guess I don't read enough articles, but to call out his mother and list some of the things that have happened in her past, I don't, you know, once again, I just don't quite understand what that's all about. The personal attacks is something that, you know, because I did read it. You know, I wasn't going to read it, but I did read it because I knew I'd get asked that question. And then we made a trip to Florida, like we would any player we have in the past, to go visit a mom that was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Her and her son were in distress, and we went to go spend about 5 hours with them. Gene was very aware, everybody was aware, and it was the right thing to do, and we've done that kind of thing in the past, and we would do that again to any player that's in distress and show her support, because we love that family so much. And how that became a story, I think they're trying to say that we – made up a story about cancer or something. And once again, Tim, I've never heard of anything like this before in my life. So we got a big game this week and then move on. But certainly looking into legal action, I just don't know how that's allowed to, I don't know. I don't understand the rules and the laws of the land that say that you can just, you know, accuse people of something that did not happen.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, the success of your defense versus Michigan State this past week, was that due to a change in the coaching schemes going into the game? Was it personnel, or was it just plain and simple better execution on your defense's part?
Yeah, the better execution was the tackling, and I want to say we had below five missed tackles. A couple games before, we had 20. So just we've worked extremely hard on tackling, and our players really, you know, showed up and played great. There's a shot of confidence, you know, which we all needed on defense, and I anticipate today will be a high energy day on defensive practice because we've been practicing well. The other thing is we're getting fairly healthy. You know, we were kind of in the back end of our defense. You know, the lineup was never the same, and so you're starting to see a little bit of consistency back there.
Are you at all concerned about this team looking past Maryland? Because, well, you've got the Grimes McMurphy story, you know, rearing its ugly head, and then also you've got Michigan 2 weeks down the road. Any concerns about that, or do you think this team is pretty focused?
I'm concerned about everything. That's my job, and, you know, we'll know more today. But I love these players, and I have great respect for these players. And, you know, the one thing that the videotape doesn't lie, this is as talented a team as we face this year that we're getting ready to face. And you can see that on videotape.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Urban, I want to ask you about Isaiah Prince and his development in the 4 years that he's been here. What would you want to say about where he started and where he is now?
Well, he started like a lot of players, a very young lineman that wasn't developed yet and was probably forced into playing a little bit early. He worked very hard. He's, you know, his leadership skills have been developed over these time, and he's always been a very good person and great to be around, great teammate, and so he's really improved.
In the speech he gave against or after the Purdue game, what was his general message, and what was the impact of that?
We're still living it, you know, but that was basically stick together and you know, play for each other was what his message was.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Urban, you talked about getting healthier. It looked like Brandon Bowen was dressed and potentially ready to play last week. I don't know what it would take for him to get on the field, but after all he's been through, what has that meant to the offensive line just to see him around again?
Oh, it's great, and it's a, you know, safety valve now. Now you know, you got that depth. You know, there was a time where Josh Allaby was hurt, and also Thayer Munford and Brandon Bowen, and that left you Nick Petit as our third tackle, and that's, you know, as a true freshman, that's really hard. So just knowing that we now have some depth with experiences, you know, just it makes practice better, and then knowing that they're available is a great boost of confidence.
Sorry, is he? You know, we know he started at guard last year. He's also got tackle ability. Could he fill in at any of those spots if need be?
Wyatt would be the first inside guy in, and then I don't know. Josh or Bowen would be one of the. Josh has been getting much improved as well. So I think we have two legitimate backup tackles.
Great, thanks,
Coach. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.